We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Mem Tes, Amar Aleph, and we're beginning the new Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Tes. Zok the Mishnah. Ezeu Mamzer. From what type of erva arayis, what type of marriage of arayis is the child considered a Mamzer? So the first sheet is Rabbi Kiva. He says, Kol she'er baso shehu b'lo yavoy. Dib Rabbi Kiva. Any korva that's a lav is chayiv, is the child will be a mamzer. And if a kavachayim, if it will be a chiv karas or a chiv mises bezdin, for sure will be a mamzer, but even a chayiv alav. But lashon is kol she'er basa. And Rashi explains, it's dafka lav that comes from korva. For example, anusas aviv, if the father was ma'anes someone, that woman is also belav, and that woman is also machmas korva, because it's your father, and someone is anusas aviv. Another example of machmas korva is the case of noisa chalutzasai. If someone gives chalitza to his brother's wife, and then he wants to marry her, there's an iser lav of lo yivne. So those lavim, the child will be a mamzer. This is coming lafuke when it says she'er basas korva. It's coming lafuke. Let's say machzir gushasa is also a lav. A regular person who divorces his wife, she goes and marries someone else, and then she gets divorced from that person. He's not allowed to remarry that woman because machzir gushasa. It's a chiv lav, but that's not machmas korva. They're not related. It's his former wife, but it's not related. In that case, according to this mishnah, will not be chai. The child will not be a mamzer. But there is a mishnah before that says that if you marry it's not Taifa's exclusion according to Rabbi Kiva. So there's Machlaikis Mishnai, what's the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, if it's Dafka by She'er Basa or by any Chayiv Elavim? This is what Rashi points out in Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. So the first Shita is, loosely tied to Bida, is that all Chayiv Elavim, the child's a Mamzer. Because it's not Taifa's exclusion, different Rabbi Kiva. And we said it's Machlaikis Mishnai, it's exactly what level of Lav, different type of Lav, different Rabbi Kiva. Shimon HaTimni Eimer, Kol Shechayev Lav Karas HaShemayim. Balok HaKadvar, Shimon HaTimni says that anyone's Chayev Karas, that's where the child's a Mamzer. Chayev Karas, Chayev Mrs. Bezdin, the child will be a Mamzer. And it says, the Mishnah is Lach HaKadvar. And Tosfos points out, even though usually when a Mishnah is Lach HaKadvar, you don't pass like that, in this case we actually do pass like Shimon HaTimni according to Tosfos. The third chita in our Mishnah is Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, Mekol Shechayav Malav Mises Bezdin. Anyone that's Chayav Mises Bezdin, the Isser is so chomer, it's Chayav Mises Bezdin, that's where it's a Mamzer. But Chayav Karos will not be a Mamzer. Chayav Lav will not be a Mamzer. So our Mishnah has three chitas, Rabbi Kiva, Shimon HaTimni, and Rabbi Shua. Omram Shimon Azai, Matzosi Megillas Yuchsin V'Yushlaim. I found a Megillas Yuchsin, an old scroll that gives the lineage of people in Yerushalayim. And it said over there, Ish ploini mamzer me'eshes ish. It says there that a certain person is a mamzer because it came from eshes ish. L'kayim divi Rabbi Shua. This is a raya to Rabbi Shua. Shimon Azai says, this Megillah that I found is a raya to Rabbi Shua, holds dafka by Mises Bezdin. Why? Because it says eshes ish. Eshes ish is chayiv Mises Bezdin. The halacha Shimon Azai, but Shimon Azai found something that a raya to Rabbi Shua, he found the right to Rabbi Shua. So Tosfos asks already that why didn't this say in the Megillas Yuchsin all Chayiv Mises Bezdin? Why to pick Eshes Ish? So I get high, maybe it was Maisa Shahoya Kach Hoya. If that was the case, then how do you know it's passed like Rabbi Shua? Because everyone agrees that from Eshes Ish is a Mamzer, so why is that a right to Rabbi Shua if that was Punkta Maisa? Teretz says it must be it's Halacha. If it's Halacha, why is Punkta Eshes Ish? That's Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos answers that the chiddush of Eshes Ish, that it's a more cool dika chayiv Mises Bezdin. Why? Because it has a heter b'chayya Yisra. Eshes Ish is the only arayas that's mutter in the lifetime of the person who's asa. Because the Eshes Ish, if they get divorced, then she's now mutter to other people. So it's a more cool dika Issa. Other arayas, once erva, always erva. Well, as long as she's alive. Mashenkin here, the Bechai Oisra, here, the Oisra and everyone could be alive, the Ish could be alive, and the Isha could be alive, the divorced, it's Mutas, that's a Chiddush, the Ish is also a Mamza. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, we know there's the Isra of Achois Ishtoi. If someone marries Rachel, he cannot marry Leah, can't marry Achois Ishtoi. Ishtoi Shemesa, Mutav Achoisa. But if his wife Rachel dies, then he's Mutav Leah. Because it says in the Pasuk, Bechayeha, only in the lifetime of his wife is he usher in the system. Girsha, let's say he divorces Rachel, Umeisa, then she dies, Mutter ba'achaisa, then he's mutter in Leah, but only after Rachel dies. But Rachel's still alive, even though they are divorced. He cannot marry the sister. Nisas la'achar, let's say she marries someone else, umeisa, then she dies with the achaisa. But if she does not die, then the halacha is, it's also, even though she married someone else, and you would have a havmina, since she married someone else, now this Rachel is also to you forever, because she married someone else. And so then you think, you let her marry Leah, because already Rachel's also to you, because she married someone else, not your wife anymore, can't be your wife anymore. Still, the halacha is, only after she dies, is a mutter ba'achaisa. The same halacha applies to Yevimtai. If someone has his brother Reuven was married to Rachel, and Reuven dies, now Rachel fell to Shimon Leibum, and Shimon gives her chalitza. Still, he cannot marry Rachel's sister. Yevimtai, but once Rachel dies, he can marry Leah. Yevimtai shemeisa mutav achoisa. Chalatz la umeisa. If she died before chalitza, mutav achoisa. If she dies after chalitza, also mutav achoisa. But before she dies, it still is also to the sister. This is lachar, if Rachel goes and marries someone else, umeisa, then she dies mutav achoisa. But kozman she's alive, even if she married someone else, the lach is that Shimon is also in her sister. So that's the halacha of a chayis ishtoi that calls man, she's alive, she's also not only a chayis ishtoi, even a chayis chalot sasoi or a chayis sivimtoi, same halacha.
Why do you think that this is different?
Why do you think it's different? Maybe you think that your vama is not so connected to you. But Agav, saying it's mashma, the chiddush is the mesa part, that it's mutter, and then taka is not a chiddush, which we'll see in the Gemara at the end of today's daf mitzvah. So to Gemara, so we have a mishnah, three shittas. What makes someone a mamzer? According to Rabbi Kiva, chayv lavim. According to Shimon HaTimni, chayv krisis. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, chayv misis bezin. The Gemara is going to explain this machlokes. My time with Rabbi Kiva. What's the makar for Rabbi Kiva? The chayv lavim are the child's a mamzer. So you have to see the psukim in Perek Chav Gimel in Devarim. It says like this. Some parashuk to say it. It says in the pasuk, Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv. A person should not take his father's wife, legala knaf of it. And shouldn't be gala knaf of it. We'll see what that means. We should know that from earlier in the Masechta, but that's what the pasuk says. There's another pasuk in between. There's a pasuk, Perek of Gimel, pasuk Beis, says, lo yavai p'tzua daka, is something in between there, before it gets to mamzer. So the first pasuk says, legala knaf of it. Next pasuk says, lo yavai p'tzua daka, kru shivcha b'kal Hashem. And the next pasuk says, "Lo yavei mamzer b'kal Hashem, gam dar asir lo yavei b'kal Hashem." So mamzer, there's a hekesh mamzer to the pasuk aleph. I pasuk beis goes in between. That Tosfos points out that we don't worry about pasuk beis because pasuk beis don't worry about tzuadaka who cannot have children. So the pasuk, my time to Rabbi Kiva. What's the reason, Rabbi Kiva? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Ligich ish aviv lo yigala knaf aviv." What's knaf aviv? Knaf shira aviv lo yigala. And what does that mean? B'savlok Rav Yehuda, the amav anusis aviv kosav davar. We're talking about the father was ma'anis, a certain woman. He was ma'anis, a certain woman. That woman's usher to his children. And it's a chayv alavim. We learn from lo yigala knaf aviv. The havel chayv alavim. And near that, it says in the pasuk, lo yavi mamzi v'kal Hashem. Alma mahani ava mamzi. So you see, from the chayv alavim is a mamzer. Again, we spoke at the pasuk lo yavavi to the dakas in between. That is not b'nei bottom. Therefore, we don't learn anything out from there. Hakapanim, it says lo yigala knaf aviv, which means anus aviv is only alive, and then it says lo yavei mamzer. You see, chayv alavin produces mamzer. Now, there's machloikas exactly what Rabbi Kiva holds. There's two more shittas in Rabbi Kiva. Vil Rabbi Simoyi, the marva shar chayv alavin de lav she'er. Rabbi Simoyi learns in Rabbi Akiva that he chayv in all chayv alavin, not only she'er. Like we spoke at the beginning of the Mishnah, that there's a version of Rabbi Kiva earlier on, that he is mechayv all chayiv elavin, even though it's not she'er, even though it's not from korva. So that's Rabbi Simoyi's shita in Rabbi Kiva. So for him, how do you know that there's chayiv elavin from that? Or example of Rabbi Simoyi's cases, if you say machzik or shosai, or another case would be the zayin umois, which are osir or amoini, the same thing is also, which is isalav, those cases will be mamzerim according to Rabbi Simoyi, even though it's not a korva. So Rav Shmuel, the Rav Shmuel, the chayv alavim, that are not the lav of the she'er. It's not a lav of she'er. But Rav Yishayv, the marva fil chayv asay. Rav Yishayv is marva. This is a mamzerim according to Rav Kiva, even from chayv asay. What's the case of chayv asay? It says mitzri or a doimi. Before three dairis, I'm not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. But it's only Aseh. The pasuk says, Dar Shlishi Yover Lehem, and we die from the pasuk, Dar Shlishi Yover Lehem V'loy Sheini. So it's Achiv Aseh. So what about there? Is it Mamzer? So this man, the Yama, holds that according to Rabbi Kiva, it is a Mamzer. So how do you know this Makar? Because the pasuk is like Al Kanaf Aviv, which is only a Chayiv Lav of She'er. So how do you know the other Lav that not She'er, and how do you know Chayiv Aseh? So the Gemara says, "Nafglu mevilloy." The extra vav, it says, "Villoy galak nafav." The extra vav that teaches us that those are mamzerim also. So upon him, we have five shittas really in chayvim. What's a mamzer? Five shittas. You have Rav Kiva according to our Mishnah, which is dafka lav she'er. Rav Kiva according to Rav Simoyi, that's any chayv lavim besides for Amonika and Gadol. Actually, which Rashi points out. A third shita is Rabbi Shoyv holds even Chayv Aseh. That's number three. Number four, Shimon HaTimni holds Chayv Krisis, and then Rabbi Shu holds Chayv Krisis Bezdin. Five different shitas. So we know how Rabbi Kiva learns that. He learns from Megala Knaf Aviv, next to Leyav Mamzer. But Shimon HaTimni holds Chayv Krisis, Sovla Karabonon. The Amari says the Pasuk of Veloy Gala Knaf Aviv is not talking about Anusus Avim, not talking about Anusus Avim. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about Shemeres Yom Shavu Kosim Adaber, the Havli Chayav Krisis, which is Chayav Krisis. V'somach Le Yovim Mamzer, Am Chayav Krisis Avim Mamzer. Veloy Gala Knaf Aviv, according to the Rabbanon, is not talking about Anusus Avim, because Anusus Avim is mutter. If a father is ma'anis someone, that lady is mutter to the children. So what's Veloy Gala Knaf Aviv talking about? Talking about Shemeres Yavim, which means your uncle's wife, which fell to Yibum to your father. There's an Isser on that Shemeres Yavam. There's an Isser of Karis. Why is the Isser of Karis? Because the halacha is, Eshes Achi Aviv, the wife of your father's brother, is the Doschahi, it's a Chi of Karis. So it's a see in the possible, if Le Galak Knaf Aviv is going on Shemeres Yavam, which it will be a few Lavim on that Shemeres Yavam, the Isser Le Galak Knaf Aviv, and the Isser of the Doschahi, but it's a Chayav Ekrisos. And it's almost like Leom Mamzer. So you see, Alma Mechayv Krisis Av Mamzer. You see from there, the Chayv Krisis Mamzer. But Rabbi Shua comes along. Shua, the one who holds Mrs. Bezin, comes along and says, "Akash, I have a kash on all you." Rabbi Shua. So if that's the case, so Lichta Rachma Loyigala. Let it just say Loyigala Knaf Aviv. Why does the pasuk say Loyikach Ishus Ishus Aviv, which is Issa to marry your father's wife, which is Issa Mrs. Bezin? Why does it mention that pasuk? Just say Lo Yigalak Knaf Aviv, and we'll know that there's mamzer Chayv Lavim according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Shua, that pasuk's talking about Chayv Krisis. So why do you need the first pasuk? Why do you need the first pasuk? El Lav Hachikamar Melo Yikach Ad Lo Yigala Have a mamzer Tefila Have a mamzer. So it must be that Lo Yikach is telling us that we need something more. We need even a Chayv Mises Bezdin. And the why does it say Lo Yigalak Knaf Aviv? Just to bechayiv, either to bechayiv and usus aviv according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbanan, just to say Shemeres Yavim has two lavim. But like upon him, why does it leikach ish aviv? That's coming to teach us that the only time you have a mamzer only by chayiv and misis bezdin. That is Rabbi Yeshua's drasha. So we have over here now, we have five shittas we came out to, and these are all the drashas. According to Rabbi Kiva, because Lo Yigalak Knaf Aviv, that's the three shittas in Rabbi Kiva learning from there. And some was Leiv Mamzer. According to Shimon HaTimni, because it's talking about Shemeres Yavim, that pasuk, and that's the Chayav Krisis. And according to Rabbi Shua, he says, why have the first part of the pasuk? It must be to teach us that Dafka Chayav Mrs. Bezdin has a Mamzer, and that's it.